Every time that I leave my house and I head here to church, I cry out to God, "How long, O Lord? How long? How long will Chandler Heights be under construction?" I live 8 miles directly east of here on Chandler Heights and Higley. And Chandler Heights has been under construction for like 6 years. No, it's probably closer to 6 months, but it seems like 6 years. Now, if you're unfamiliar with that stretch of highway, they're adding a lane on going in both directions, a little bit before Arizona and a little bit after McQueen. It makes for interesting driving because you have all of these barricades flashing at you, and you have these itty-bitty signs with arrows trying to point you to where you're supposed to drive. And of course, they keep moving it from one side of the road to the other, depending upon where they're working. Now, this gets really thrilling when I'm here in the office and they change the direction during the day and I drive home at night. Now, that's an exciting ride. Am I supposed to be here, over there? Then to make matters worse, though, right? About a month ago, I pull down on Chandler Heights. I'm heading west. I'm there at the light at Higley. And I look up. The barricades followed me home. There was all kinds of them with this great big light saying that the right lane was closed and flashing me over. And I thought to myself, really, who is the genius that came up with this timing? We're going to tear it up on one end, but let's go ahead and tear it up for a couple miles on the other end. I didn't understand the timing of any of it. And I'm not the first one to wonder about timing, to wonder about how long something's going to take, or why does something have to happen now? And usually for much more serious things than a little bit of road construction. This morning we start the season called Advent. It's the weeks that lead up to the celebration of the birth of Son of God on Christmas. And Advent has a lot to do with time and timing, of waiting, but also just the timing of events. But we know that God's timing is perfect. Listen to what St. Paul wrote. He says, "But when the fullness of time had come, when the right moment had arrived, God sent forth His Son." This morning we want to talk about the miracle of the moment. That miracle when God sent forth His Son to come into our world. It was God's perfect timing. But I have to believe that the people surrounding the birth weren't quite so sure about God's timing. In fact, all of us, at one point or another, God's timing seems off, does it not? You don't understand how come something has to take so long or exactly why something had to happen right now. Think of the birth of Jesus. The birth of Jesus, by the time Jesus entered into our world, on that night that He was born, other than Mary, Joseph, and a handful of shepherds, the entire world paid no attention to it. God's people who had been waiting for generations for the Messiah to come had lost hope for the most part. The prophets, hundreds of years earlier, had talked about God sending His deliverer, about the virgin conceiving and bearing a son, about Emmanuel, of God being with us. But so much time had passed by. They had waited so long, most of them had given up hope. Either they misunderstood the prophets, maybe there was another meaning to it, or God just wasn't listening. And God wasn't sending a Messiah anytime soon. They got tired of waiting. Now, for Mary and Joseph, I think it's a different story. For Mary and Joseph, it's a matter of timing, right? Did the baby have to come before the marriage? I mean, after all, the world had been waiting hundreds of years, thousands of years. Couldn't it wait a couple more months till after the wedding date? It wouldn't have made a whole lot of difference to the world after all, but it made a world of difference to Mary and Joseph and to their reputation. Now, I don't know for sure, but I got to believe at some point, both Mary and Joseph questioned the timing of the whole thing. Couldn't it have waited just a little bit? See, God's timing, it seems a little off to us. How's God's timing working for you in your life? Are there times that you've questioned it? I know I have. I've got tired of waiting, and certainly I have questioned when things happen, and why did they have to happen then, right? So you ask questions. You wonder, how long? How long will you have to deal with the pain? How long will you suffer? How long until God sends along the right person for you? How long will it be that you have to struggle to get out of bed every day? Will it ever end? Maybe even wonder, maybe it's not going to end. It's going to go on forever, and you've given up hope because you're tired of waiting on God. Or maybe you're asking the question, you wonder, why now? Why is this happening in my life now? You worked hard your whole life, looking forward to retirement. You finally get to that stage where now you're both, you've quit your jobs, and now you're going to enjoy, you've got all kinds of plans. You're going to travel, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. And 1 month in, one of you gets sick. Now all the plans are gone. Not going to be doing any traveling. Don't you wonder why? Why now? Why does this have to happen now? Maybe you just got on your feet financially, had a little bit of a rough patch, but now things to be seems pretty copacetic. You're putting a little bit of money in savings, and then before you know it, air conditioning units go out, 30 grand. The roof has to be replaced. The car breaks down. And you think, really? What? Why now? Why now? Maybe you just finally made friends at school, and you don't even mind going so much anymore. But your friend just told you that his parents got transferred and he moves next week. What? Why now? I think for all of us, we have called into question God's timing. Why is something taking so long? And why did it have to happen now? But my friends, God's timing is perfect. We see it in the birth of Jesus, and we know through faith and through history that God's timing is spot on. Take a look at Jesus' birth. Jesus' birth, just from a historical perspective, not even a biblical perspective, but if you look at the time in Earth's history when God decided to send Jesus into the world. Historians tell us at that moment in time, the world was hungry spiritually. That the world religions, the pagan religions, they were dying off. People were losing interest in them, but they were searching for something else. So there were receptive hearts at that point in history. The known world at that time was ruled by Rome. And I know the Jews didn't like it. They wanted to be independent, but God used it in mighty ways. Rome brought this unprecedented peace to the known world at that time. They had an infrastructure of roads that they built. They implemented a common language so that no matter which country you went in, it may have been a struggle, but you could at least communicate any place that you went. It's into that world that God sends out his apostles saying, make disciples of all nations. They could travel around safely. They had roads to travel on. They had a common language, and they had hearts that were open to the message that they would deliver. God's timing was perfect, just from a historical point of view, but also from a faith point of view, a theological point of view, if you will. You look at Jesus' birth, and he is conceived by the Holy Spirit. Listen to the way that Paul describes it. He says, but when the fullness of time had come, when the right moment was there, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law. Now, Mary and Joseph certainly would have liked it if she would have conceived after the wedding date. It would have stopped a lot of questions for them. But in God's plan, it had to happen before the wedding date because Jesus would not be conceived by a human being, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, so that Jesus wouldn't inherit original sin like every other human being. The one that was growing in Mary's womb was unique. Never had there been one like him before, nor will there be one like him anytime in the future. It said that he was sent forth by God. He is fully divine. But he was born of a woman and born under the law, which means that he is fully human. Only this unique being of divine and human could save us. Only he, the perfect Son of God, could come and be a substitute for us. That's why St. Paul goes on to say, he says, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who are under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. Only through the blood of Jesus, the sinless Son of God, could we be purchased back, could the price be paid for our sinfulness, for our fallen nature, so that we could be sons and daughters of our Father in heaven. God's perfect timing. Historically, faith, theologically, God always has perfect timing. God has perfect timing for you. I know at times it doesn't seem that way. We all have our moments where we wonder, we've waited too long, or we question, why did this have to happen right now? Well, first of all, is there ever a good time for something bad to happen? I've never thought to myself, you know, I think something terrible could happen in my life now. There is never a good time for something bad to happen. But we've got the promises of God that says that he's always with us, and the promise of God that says that all things will work together for our ultimate good, that God has a way of weaving things together, even if it's something terrible that happens, if the world delivers a blow to our life, God has a way of turning that around and eventually using that for our good, because his timing is perfect. So let's learn to trust God's timing. And you trust God's timing by looking to the past. Look to your own history, look to your own past, to some event, some circumstance that you thought to yourself, that was the worst possible moment for this to happen. But now when you look back, well, that was the perfect time for that to happen. As I was contemplating that this week, I couldn't help but think of the folks who were heading to the Twin Towers on 9/11. You know that there were some folks that got stuck in traffic. And more than likely, they had important meetings. Maybe they had a big deal that they were going to close. And at least some of them got frustrated and probably said to themselves, maybe even out loud, right, of all the days to be stuck in traffic, it has to be today. And a couple hours later, they thought, of all the days to be stuck in traffic, thank God it was today. Do you have something like that in your past? Maybe not as dramatic. Maybe something as simple as you were planning a road trip and at the last minute it got canceled, but then all of a sudden the weather turned sour and the highways are just littered with cars stuck and in the ditches and you're really glad that you're at home. Maybe you're off on a trip and your flight home got canceled and you thought, this is the worst thing in the world. And it turns out to be a great evening and it's a cherished memory that you have because it was forced upon you. Look back in your past. See those events where at the moment you thought, this is the worst thing. But now you can see it was the best thing. Look back at those times where you wondered and you waited. How long, God? When will this ever end? And it was excruciating and it was hard. But now you look back and you say, I wouldn't be the person I am today had I not gone through that. I would not have the strength, I would not have the faith had I not had to endure. Learning to trust God's timing is you look to the past and then you take the long view. So if right now you're struggling with something and you're wondering, how long, God? When will this end? Or something else happened in your life, a circumstance, and it just seems like it's the worst possible time in the world. Looking at the past, banking on his perfect track record of timing and on the promises that he's given to you, look to the future and say, God, I don't understand why this is happening, I don't understand why it doesn't end. I want it to be over. But I trust you, God. Because God always has perfect timing. He proved it in the miracle of the moment when at just the right time, God sent forth his son. God has perfect timing. Amen. Would you stand and pray with me? Heavenly Father, we don't understand at times circumstances that we get ourselves into. We are impatient. We don't like to wait. We like to question why things happen when they do. But we trust you, God. And we look at your proven track record and your perfect timing in sending your son. So through your Holy Spirit, we will trust now and know that your timing is perfect in our lives as well. In Jesus' name, amen.